This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back when this whole thing started, the early days of this pandemic, some scientists were able to start trying to figure out the virus and how to stop it. Most scientists, though, had to stop actual research in their actual labs. Marketplace's Erica Barris talked to some of them a couple of months ago about having to stop their work and what it would take to get it all going again. She got some of those scientists back on the phone the other day.
When we last heard from Isabella Rauch, she was preparing to reopen her immunology lab at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. A couple months earlier, she had shut it down, tossing out cell samples and euthanizing mice. Now her lab is open again, but she can only fit 50% as many scientists into it. So
we do about 50% of the amount of research.
The new normal? Masks, video calls, and extensive cleaning of equipment, such as a microscope that costs more than $100,000.
Of course, you can't just, spray Lysol over the thing, but we have these very special cleaning agents for each part of the microscope.
And that takes 15 minutes before and after anybody uses it. Meanwhile, rebreeding mice for experiments isn't going as smoothly as planned.
Some of the mice decided they're not interested in it right now.
At Washington State University's medical school, labs are also open again in limited capacity. Dean of Research John Roll says the amount of research has been diminished, not just by social distancing, but because
researchers are buying PPE with their research funds.
That's money that would otherwise have gone towards.
It may have gone to conference travel, perhaps research assistant salaries, subject compensation, equipment.
Research has also restarted for Kevin Sheth. He's a neurologist at Yale who does clinical trials on traumatic brain disorders. One of his studies involves 120 research sites across the country. About half of those are up and running again, but they look different than they did before.
Electronic consent, doing virtual follow-up, making remote assessments, shipping study drug to patients directly.
And all of that costs money. So the question is, what happens when the original research grant runs out? I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.